History surrounds us, but we often don't know where to look for it or recognize it when we see it. One way to reframe that history is by comparing the scenes in old photographs with updated views of the same locations. That's the full content of a newly published Arcadia volume, Russian River Then and Now. Guerneville historian John Schubert is the co-author and provided most of the old pictures, which date from the 1950s back to the 1880s.
Some pictures you don't recognize the today photos compared with yesterday's photos. And in some of them, you can still see a familiar building, but neighboring buildings have changed, yet you still recognize the area that you're looking at between the two photos.
Schubert's collaborator on the project was Valerie Munthe, a young photographer who grew up on the Lower Russian River. It was her job to find the modern-day viewpoints to match the historic shots, a task she found was often complicated by the combination of time and Mother Nature.
One of the most frustrating parts was I wanted to get a shot so badly, but I couldn't because the trees had grown so much. And I figured, God, if I could just get a little higher on the hill, and then I would, and these trees would still be in the way. And so that was quite a challenge, but it was also really fun and adventurous, and I got to go in places out where I lived that I had never been.
One such spot was an aged roadhouse along River Road near Northwood.
George's Hideaway, because it shows just how drastic the shift is between the ground level. I mean, there's literally a 20-foot drop in the old photo, but in the new photo, the deck is non-existent and it's flush with the grounds. That was really interesting, seeing those photos.
In a few other cases, adds Schubert, the present-day landscape holds no evidence of what was once there, as is the case at the beach in Guernwood Park.
The old Guernwood Tavern and Resort, which is probably the largest when it was on the river, is 14 acres, and the beach, they call it Dubrava Village and Dubrava Beach now. The yesterday photo, you see the big tavern and everything, and you look at today's photos, and there's just this field with redwood trees. That's it. Everything is completely gone.
And there was at least one instance where everything from the old picture had survived, except the photographer's sight line.
The yesterday photo was taken from a hillside looking east. You could see the old Corbell residence and the old winery. Well, since that photo was taken about 1880, the trees have grown up, so you can't see the structures. So instead of shooting east, she had to go into the vineyard that is directly south of the winery and shoot north. It was just impossible. You couldn't see anything to match up.
The new book covers the river, moving downstream from Hacienda Bridge near Forestville all the way out to Jenner by the Sea and Goat Rock, which was once an island before it was partially quarried for gravel. But Munthe's favorite photo is one from a well-known central location, although there's more to her preference than just the site.
My favorite would be the cover. That's my son standing there, and it's kind of hard to see in the original, but there is a child standing on Johnson's Beach. This was one of six photo pairs that we had sent to the publication company, and they chose the one with the children on the cover. They thought it was indicative of the Russian River area. So, of course, that's one of my favorites.
This is Sonoma County's second Then and Now pictorial history book. The first, focusing on Santa Rosa, was published in 2008. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.